KFAAYLW8FFR Echo Link. KF8AYLW8FFR. W8FFR radio check.
W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. Nothing on KF5INT class. KF8AQQ listening.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo.
KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL monitoring. KF8AYL W8FFR. WFFR, Ryan, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I'm on my way to Lapeer. I got to correct a beep. Boom, that was me. So, yeah. And I'm not looking forward to it, but it's all going to go well. But what about you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine after long day's work, been up since about 5 o'clock. How's that new job treating you?
It's going well. It really is. I mean, there's some stuff that they needed for Flax that didn't get delivered, and because they're growing so fast that they are trying to coordinate multiple different training classes. So, honestly, a lot of the training I've sat in the classroom just messed around on stuff, but we've been productive, though. So, I'm going to enjoy it. I am going to enjoy working at this company. But, did you say you were going to your parents Monday or Tuesday?
I did, but I actually ended up going there on Saturday. I tried to risk you on the radio coming and going, but was not to be that day. So, yeah, we'll have to figure something else out.
Well, depending on my schedule, Saginaw is not too far away from either of us.
Well, I'm only in Birch Run, so it's not quite Saginaw. It's only exit 136. Oh, I forgot.
I don't know why, but I was thinking you were out by Midland.
Transmission was breaking up pretty bad.
Yeah, because I'm in a car and I'm sandwiched between a Jeep and a pickup truck. So they're kind of absorbing my radio waves, but I'm off at exit 118, so actually it's not too much of a drive up to Birch Run.
Well, if you wanted to meet somewhere around there, I could meet you in town or something and give you the goods there.
Yep, I could send more details on QRZ that way, but I got to work at 4, and I work out in Owosso, is where the training center is. So, yeah, I'm usually back in the Flint area by like 4:30.
All right, well, yeah, I mean, I can drive down some ways, too. That wouldn't be a problem, but today's no good. I got some stuff going on this evening. Tomorrow would be fine. Thursday is no good. We're actually going up to Midland on Thursday afternoon. Friday would be fine too.
All right. I'll see about tomorrow, depending on time, because there is something I want to go to in Lapeer, but I still don't know if I'm going to go to it because it's all the way in Deerfield, which is good 45-minute drive from Flint. So I'd be going from Owosso back home to Flint up to wherever by Birch Run and then all the way out to Deerfield. So I might not go if the LCSA meeting. My membership's still good, so I'm thinking of going to the meetings for that. But I will definitely look into Friday as well. That sounds like the best.
Well, Friday might work good because I might actually go to, I need to go to, I'm a darts guy, so I'm going to the Double In, Double Out tournament, which is just outside of Owosso at the Shiawassee Dog and Gun Club on Corona Road or M21 or whatever it is there. I can't remember what time that was, but it'll be late afternoon, early evening, that I'll be starting to head down there, I think.
Shoot. If you're, depending on what time it is, it might just work out if I get out of work on time, because they're training us, they ran out of conference room at the Comstock Inn over by downtown Owosso. So I'm right off of M21. In Owosso there.
Yeah, I'm not positive I'm going to go to the Friday night stuff at the, because it's kind of more of a loose, you know, luck of the draw type of chart stuff. It's not a official, it's just kind of, you know, fun stuff. Saturday is the official tournament stuff that I'll be going to, but I'll be there on Saturday too, but yeah, Friday, I kind of want to go there, but I can't remember what time their stuff starts. I think it was, like, right around 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, keep me posted, because even Friday, I can drive up to meet you if you're on your way back and I'm already in Flint. Well, you got to go through Flint anyway. But, yeah, keep me posted for Friday.
All right, yeah, we'll do. I'll if there's something else, I'll keep you updated on the QRZ thing too. But yeah, no, let's get this done. I only got one right now. The other one I wanted to give you was it's actually in a box up north. So I gotta wait till I go up north again to come back. But there is one right now that's a nice radio. You'll like it.
I appreciate that. And since you, and if you do actually eventually have another one for sale, my brother's like, I will definitely consider getting into amateur radio if you can get me a handheld. So, there you go. Buy that second radio and be like, here, brother, I got your radio. Now go get your license.
Yeah, there you go. I bought a whole bunch a couple years ago for testing purposes, and I sold a bunch of them, but I still got some, but I look at them and I'm like, I'm not using these. I'm not going to use them again. I can do something with these. I got the ones that I like, and there's a couple duplicates of those. And yeah, no, we can come up with something, that's for sure.
Yeah, again, I really appreciate this. And, yeah, that's one less thing off my shoulder. Now I can really focus on trying to sell my mobile radio, because I need the cash for that, because that thing is worth a good couple $100. So it's like, if I get the cash, I'll be happy.
Is that what you're on right now, or are you using a handheld with an outside antenna or something? Or using a handheld inside the car? Test, test.
I got a handheld tied into my mag mount. And the handheld does its job, especially being in Flint. It does its job. So only bad part is I don't think the work, when they give me a work vehicle, will let me put an antenna on top of the car.
Really, not even a mag mount? A mag mount won't damage anything.
I haven't asked, but I will, but someone tells me the answer might be no. But anyway, I am almost to my destination, so I'm going to go hang up the mic. Then I got to go do some diplomatic-level negotiation skills with AT&T. So I'm sending 7-3. Thanks again for being willing to meet sell those radios. So KFAAYL 7-3, have a good evening. I'll be on the radio when I'm heading back home to Flint. This is W8FFR, clear on your final.
All right, sir. Well, enjoy your ride to Lapeer there to correct whatever issue you got going on there. I wish you the best. KFAAYL. KFAAYL monitoring. KFAAYL monitoring.